The average interest rate on a new mortgage in Ireland fell slightly again in November, according to new figures from the central bank today. The average rate dropped from 4.27% in October to 4.25% in November. Earlier this week, it was revealed that more than 30,000 first-time buyers were approved for mortgages in the 12 months ending November 23, the highest volume and value since the Banking and Payments Federation started collecting the data 14 years ago. Let's talk to Trevor Grant, Chair of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Trevor, it's a pretty small decline in that average figure for the interest rate on new mortgages, but I suppose it is going to help those taking out those mortgages, helping those first-time buyers a little bit anyway.
Good afternoon, Brian. Yes, indeed. It is some positive news, albeit small news. Probably largely reflects those who've come off fixed rates who are fixing again at lower rates, or those who've decided to come off high variable or tracker rates and also decided to fix in at a lower rate.
So what then is driving this? Rates are, relative to the last decade or so, still pretty high. So what's driving this demand for mortgages, do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. The drive really has been driven by first-time buyers. In the recent figures you refer to, there were over 30,000 first-time buyers approved, which is representing 61% of the market. So the economy has stood up well. There's no certainty in the rental market. There are government incentives there for first-time buyers. The Help to Buy scheme had a record number of applications of 30,000. The First Home scheme is starting to have a significant impact on the demand for new homes. So on the basis that the economy has stood up well, people are earning well despite interest rate increases, they can afford to be approved, particularly with the government subsidies that are available.
What has also emerged in these figures is a fall in the number of people who are switching, who are deciding at a certain point to shop around and see that can they get a better deal.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, it's effectively collapsed the switching market in 2023, whereas in 2022, we saw a very strong demand for switching. That was largely driven by the excellent low rates that were available at the time and the concern that rates were going to increase. Last year, we saw effectively a non-existent switching market because there was uncertainty with interest rates. Customers were likely to stick with their own lender and take what they could get rather than run the risk of not being able to get approved in time to get a better rate elsewhere. However, now that rates have stabilised and with some of the offerings available in the market, there's approximately 100,000 fixed rates due to mature in 2024. So we expect to see an increase, a good steady increase, in the amount of those switching and seeking better value for their mortgage.
But people who are coming off rates, fixed rates perhaps of just a couple of percent, what are they facing when that ends?
So depending on their lender, they're facing anything from as low as 3.65, potentially up to a rate in the sixes, which obviously is not ideal and is an absolute shock. So that's why it's very important if someone is considering switching mortgage this year because they're coming out of a fixed rate or they simply want to know what they're facing into, they should contact their lender, understand what their options will be, and then get some market-based advice from a broker to understand what's available elsewhere. Because for many of these fixed rate customers, they will have to approve that they can afford to take on the higher repayments if they want to switch provider. And that's not something historically switchers had to do. So It's very important to have your house in order at least 6 months before your fixed rate expires to know your options and be prepared to make changes if you need to make them.
And those very lowest rates that you quote, below 4%, that will be available on the green mortgages, is that right?
Where there's primarily so, but there are some rates below 4% available to customers who either have a mortgage greater than 250,000 euro of a loan amount or have a loan to value of less than 60%.
And who, Trevor, could end up paying 6% or above?
Well, you see, unfortunately, we have two of the non-bank lenders in Finance Ireland and ICS who for very many years provided excellent interest rates and probably the most flexible products in the market. But due to the manner in which they fund themselves, they got very exposed when ECB rates started to increase back in July 2022 at this stage. So although we expect to see their rates begin to fall this year due to ECB levelling out and hopefully cuts to be on the way, at the moment you could find yourself exposed to a very high rate if you're maturing this year.
I suppose what that underlines is the importance of competition in the market. We've seen that contract over recent years in the wake of the banking crisis, but there have been a couple of new entrants.
Yeah, competition is so important in any market, and particularly in mortgages, because it keeps everybody honest. And we lost two of the most innovative mortgage lenders in KBC and Ulster Bank, who accounted for almost 25% of the market year on year before their departure. But we are seeing new entrants. We've seen MoCo arrive in the market just prior to Christmas. They're a bank. They're owned by Bavag Bank. And we are also expecting to see one or two other new entrants this year. So the more competition, the better options for consumers, and hopefully that will drive prices down.
Very good. Trevor, thanks so much for that. Trevor Grant there from the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors.